Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
JB and Billy, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, an Australian Test captain, Australian of the Year, and now an entrenched member of Triple M cricket family, Mark Taylor joins us.
This man was the star of Triple M cricket.
Yeah, it's a real shock, wasn't it, to see Pat Cummins come back in?
Providing insight as an opening batter.
How little do you look forward to chase down 13 runs or something?
No, it's a good opportunity to get a low score.
Yeah, it's really good.
And the benefits of being a captain.
As a former opening batsman and captain, you might be able to just use the privilege. who'd like to open the batting? Because I ain't batting today.
Please welcome Mark Taylor.
Yeah, we got a real summer's worth of insight into just what a selfish prick Mark Taylor was as a cricketer.
Yes.
Didn't we? And there's some examples of it just there.
How'd he go, Jim, overall? Because you're the captain.
Very good.
Yeah,
very happy with him. Very good. But as I say, and I've said it on stage many, a myth, Mark Taylor. Everyone sees him as this lovely man, yes. Beautiful family man.
Yeah. And?
Nothing of the sort. Welcome, Tub.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, thanks for that lovely introduction. Yeah, I think I might have given myself up, though, during the summer.
Yeah.
At least I waited till I'm getting into my prime of my life, I suppose, before the real Mark Taylor's come to the surface.
That's it.
Now, the man of the series, I want to ask you about the series because we all watched it and we listened to you on radio and Jim and everyone else, was Travis Head. Who was your man of the series there for Jitsu?
Oh, I tell you, it was tough. I'm not surprised they gave it to Travis Head, but I tell you one guy was a bit left field, I reckon was pretty close, was Mitchell Starc.
Oh, yeah.
To be totally honest, I reckon at the start of the series, I know a lot of people, including Warnie, were getting into him saying that he didn't bowl as well last year and he's finished, he needs to be more aggressive, he needs this, that, and the other. Well, at the end of the day, he was the only quick who played 5 tests,
mm-hmm.
I think from both sides, from memory. And he just, he got big wickets for the Aussies. Even on that last day at Hobart, he got Stokes again. And when Root joined Stokes, we all thought sitting up there in the comm box, well, you never know. These two get going and they get in, they might be still a chance to chase this 270. Well, he bowled him a couple of good overs, then bounced him, got him out hooked. And there was Ben Stokes gone. And then it really, from that moment on, you just knew they weren't going to get him.
Tell us about Steve Smith, Tub. Where's his cricket at? Last 3 Australian summers, he's averaging just over 30 with 100.
Well, I think his cricket's still fine. Don't get me wrong. But I tell you what has happened, and it was really magnified this year, is there's no doubt the pitches around Australia have got juicier.
Yeah.
And look, to be honest, it's about time, really. That I think that we've had a huge batting era, I think, from a long time. I've no doubt the pitches have got worse than – or got better after I gave it away, because they were hard when I batted.
Oh.
That's what I can remember.
They were rude. How hard did he make it look? Stuart Surridge bat used to try and – those planks.
Well, I reckon the moment I retired, the pitches got really good. It might have just been the bloke on the end of the bat.
It was bowling for the Poms back then.
Phil DeFreitas.
DeFreitas. And those – oh, come on.
Hey, hang on. Peter Sutch turned him square.
Who was that medium pacer they kept? Oh, Derek Pringle.
Pringle.
Yeah. Fair income, 110 Ks.
But now, on a serious note, though, there's no doubt they have juiced up the decks the last couple of years. So, you know, the idea in Australia probably for the last 15, 20 years has been to move up the order. Open the batting has been a damn good time to bat because the pitches have been fairly dry. And generally, the bowlers who have flourished in recent times have been spinners. You know, you go back to the early 2000s, it was Warnie and Murali, and even in recent times, a lot of spinners have been getting wickets. But now you're seeing that they're leaving grass on the pitches, but obviously it's got something to do with day and night as well. But they're actually making them juicier at the front. So, you know, if you're not batting all that well, and you're looking to find a bit of form, you're going out there against a new ball, even if you're Joe Root and you're going out there 2 for 10 every innings, it's hard work. It's hard work to get started and balls are moving particularly off the seam and that makes it really tough to bat.
Hey, fair enough. Certainly the MCG got a bit of juice in it, didn't it? Tub, you've been around for a long, long time. I went to the Adelaide Test and had a nice day there, but I just could not get over how big the bloody sight screens have got nowadays. Like in your day, they had a little one at the end, But this takes a, it's long and it's high. Why are they so big?
Well, I can only assume because they're trying to keep the game moving, but it's still not working because players seem to be picking up movement that not just near the side screen, but from miles away. Mate. So it is, I'm sure they've got to a stage where they've said, well, the over rates are poor, and the players have rightfully turned around and said, well, okay, you've got to stop putting advertising on these site screens because they're slowing things down because the electronics not working and all that sort of stuff. But even when they've done that, the players still seem to be picking people out, as I said, but deep backward square leg sometimes to stop the game. So they've made them big, I'm assuming, because they think, well, okay, if we make them big, there'll be no hold-up and play. But unfortunately, it ain't working.
Not working.
All right, Tubbs, stick around, please, because you did have your first little take on Triple M cricket. It's a bit different.
Yes.
So we're going to get this, gonna get this gentleman's opinion on a few of the commentators that might be ready for the ask. Do that next.
It's a rush hour, Triple M. JB and Bill.
Fujitsu, Australia's favourite area.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by former Test captain Mark
Taylor. Have you seen the latest ad, Jim? Like, he's frozen. He's in bed and he's all frozen. It's because they're working that well. Fair dinkum.
They must have gotten rid of you by now, Tub, surely, Fujitsu.
Hey, don't be silly, mate. I've got years left in me. I'm coming up to, I think, 24 years, I think, next year. And, 25 years, that's got to be a gold watch or something, I would have thought, wouldn't it?
You guess what you get? A new scooter.
Hey, that'd be all right, too.
What's that? Get to the bottom of that.
Well, I've just got a photo here. You're on your L plates and on a... It looks like a girl's scooter, to be honest. Like, it's what's going on there? Are you actually driving around in Sydney on a scooter?
Absolutely, mate. We're in a gender-neutral society these days, mate. So I'm just getting... I'm saving some fuel. I actually just got back from a ride before this interview.
Where'd you go? Down the Great Ocean Road or somewhere?
No. I went to the local, my local golf club, North Ryde Golf Club, picked up my bag tag for a game this weekend. And on the way home, I filled it up.
Yes.
And it had about a third of a tank left in it, so I thought I'd better fill it up. Cost me $6.10 for 3 litres.
Now,
3 and a bit litres, yeah. So they're big tank in them.
I said to you during the summer when I saw that photo that has to be Jude's.
Yes.
But I tell you what is Jude's, and people don't know Jude's, Tubbs' long-suffering wife. I tell you what is Jude's, and that's a helmet, because you've got the wrong size otherwise. Squeeze that bloody loaf into it.
Oh, hang on. Go easy. Well, I've got the matching helmet with the jacket. I'm thinking, I'm looking something like the Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had a call from any of the bikey gangs going to join up?
I've had a couple of calls, but they weren't from bikey gangs. I'll tell you right now.
Now, the greatest pest you had to deal with during the summer, because it's a ragtag operation, Triple M cricket, people drawn in from everywhere. Who really annoyed you?
Oh, well, hang on. You know, the biggest pest is obviously MG Hughes. Oh, there's no doubt about that. Mervyn Gregory, like, he was a pest when he played, and he hasn't changed at all. He's, it was like, I know at one stage there, JB, I think you were working out of NEP down there, and he sits right on top of you, doesn't he?
He does. When,
he's not even commentating. He's got to sit there and listen to
you. Phil, he's right on top of you.
COVID and all.
He's 140 kilos. he's right. Like, Merv, bugger off.
Get out.
Exactly.
Who else did you not enjoy?
Well, I think I enjoyed most of the guys. I tell you who's a worry, though, working with him is Andy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Because Andy comes in and you just don't know what's coming up next. Like, we had the Hair Hat Brigade, which was obviously a bit of a worry because there was a few names that, blokes I played with, and you think, oh, I don't know if they want this sort of coming out about their follically challenged backgrounds, you just don't know. And another day he came out with, all the stuff that we've eaten from the canteen.
I heard that day, yes.
Well, the other one, Tub, was when COVID was threatening the playing group in Adelaide.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's a team we could easily come up with in the commentary box.
Oh, yeah.
11 players, and they could represent Australia. They have before.
Yep.
So he picked his 11 out of the commentary box.
And?
No room for Tub.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Didn't you get in, Tub?
Oh, what a joke that was. He was finding everyone he could possibly could put in that side other than me.
Who were the opening batters then?
Oh, no, a couple of no names like Hayden or something like that.
Hayden and Rogers.
Right, that's fair enough.
Two. Ponting at three.
And, you, then, Yeah. And I think Bluey missed out as well. Oh. I think, you know, for a guy who's working Triple M, I hope he's not invoicing. because he didn't pick any of us, I don't think, at the end of the day.
Well, you would have got him for your bowling average. That's all I heard about all summer too.
I did mention that on a couple of occasions, didn't I? Just a couple.
Mate, Jim, you said he wasn't even a net bowler.
Couldn't bowl a hoop down a hill. No, serious. Am I wrong or not? I say it all the time. You took a wicket in a Prime Minister's game with a ball bouncing twice.
That's right. That's true. That's true. But that was, once again, I deceived Angus Fraser with that delivery.
There's another bowler that used to bowl about 120 k's, Jim.
Seriously.
No, I merely brought up that when I talked to JB about bowling, who's got the better test average with the ball, me or JB? Please. That's all I said.
I said first class average, and I said also body of work.
No.
10 wickets.
You don't call yours a body of work.
10 wickets.
Jim.
Lehman, Carl Hooper bounced him out of the wicket.
Bounced him.
If you got half an hour, Tub, I can walk you through all 10.
Who was your test wicket?
Good question.
You reckon you know your one and only.
Well, there was a number of other opportunities. I had Rashid Latif caught by Bevan.
Oh, Rashid, who?
That was the miracle in itself. Michael Bevan hung onto the catch. So it was caught Bevan, bowled Taylor for 30, deceived him with the Zooter.
It wasn't around back then.
No, yeah, never been a more clear indication of how much Pakistan were on the take than blokes getting out to Mark Taylor.
Oh, Rashid. Who was it? Rashid.
Now, Tub, what are you going to do? You've done your minute and a half's work for the year. What are your next 6 months going to look like?
There'll be quite a bit of fishing in it, I dare say. I enjoy my fishing, so I'll do a bit of fishing. And obviously play a bit of golf. I've been getting back into that over the last year or so. So
driver?
I'll slide back into my golf a bit.
Mark Taylor, mate.
Yes.
And I'll try and sell a few air conditioners during the next 6 months as well, you know.
Do you put the clubs on the scooter and away you go?
Well, I did actually think about that, Billy. How I was going to get them to the... Maybe what about if I taped it to my back? Strap them on the back and go. I have to get one of the members at the club to cut me the tape so I can get the clubs back off to playing.
You've been a very good addition to Triple M Cricket. We've loved having you. Go and enjoy the winter, and we look forward to the first ball of the next summer.
Thanks, gents. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and thanks to Triple M for having me along. I certainly enjoyed the entire summer of cricket.
Good on you, Tup.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy back driving you home in 2022. Up next, I think we got some social media feedback from Bill's Bake.
Good. Oh, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.